Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Mem Vav, Sanhedrin 46a, pagination is 91. We're starting from the Mishnah, counting up from the bottom, about 15 lines at the end of a line, Masnisin, and we begin. Ketzad Tolin Oso, how did they hang the person? Classic case of hanging that was required was by a Megadef, a person who cursed Hashem, and the word tolin, hanging, is not to be understood the way we think of hanging, like a spy gets hung type of thing, because this is not talking about killing the person. The person is already killed. He was killed whatever the prescribed manner was. This is after the fact there's a mitzvah to hang him, and it was not done by the neck, as we see in a moment. Mishakim es hakura ba'aretz, they embed the beam in the ground. V'ha'etz yotze, and there was a peg sticking out. U'makiv shtei yadov zu al gav zu, and they would clasp the hands one on the other. V'tola oso, and that's the way he would be hung on this peg by his hands. And it was only for a short period of time, as the Gemara in the beginning of Amud Beis tells us, they would wait till close to sunset before they would finalize. They would kill the person, and then they would hang the person, and then the mitzvah of not leaving him overnight would kick in, and they would immediately take him down. Umatirin oso miyad, the Mishnah tells us they would take him down right away. V'imlon, and if they left him overnight, over a love below sasa, it would be a violation. Shenema lo salin of lasu alo eitz, don't leave him hanging. Ki kover tikperenu, you should bury him. Ki kilalas alokim taloi, because the klala of Hashem is hanging. We'll explain that in a moment, but first the awareness that the condemned was not dealt with or viewed with recklessness. It was very methodical, as we mentioned before. There's still a mitzvah, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, to love your neighbor as yourself. We're not looking to leave him up in desecration and disgrace indefinitely. It's not what's happening over here. Now, the pasuk tells us specifically that the kilalas alokim talui, the klala of Hashem, is hanging. And we have three understandings of that statement. Kilomar, one explanation is, mipnei mazeh talui, people are going to ask, why is he hanging? It's an eye-catcher. What's going on here? And people are going to say, as an answer, mipnei shebirachas Hashem, because he cursed Hashem. So what's going to happen is that the violation is going to be repeated more and more and more. It's going to be publicized. We're going to keep revisiting it. That's kilalas elokim, the curse of Hashem is right there, and you should do what you have to do, but bury him and let's move forward, because keep mentioning the avera is just increasing the disgrace. That's one pshat. Where kilalas is from the word klala, curse. Omer Reb Meir said, b'shash adam mitzta'er, when a person is in pain, namely the condemned, how sad, how unfortunate, he did such a sin that he was found guilty upon, he has to be punished. Shechina maloshan omeris, what does Hashem say? And the point of the Mishnah is, Hashem doesn't say, gotcha. Hashem says, kalani meiroshi, kalani mizroi. I'm lightheaded would be one way to understand the words. Hashem says, I'm not feeling good. Something's bothering me terribly. And the explanation is because Hashem invests in every human being, and his investment went sour. As we say on Yomim Noraim, Ad Yom Moseh Techakal Oles Tshuva, until the dying day, Hashem's still waiting for the person to do tshuva. And over here, the person did a violation that was such that he can't retract the violation, it's punishable. And Hashem says, I'm in pain. I'm not feeling well from this. Hamakom mitzta'er, Hashem is in pain. Skipping a line, velozu bilvad omru, be aware that it's not just this case that the person has to be buried promptly. Elakala malinus meso, anytime that a person leaves the dead person overnight, meaning the close relatives who were responsible just ignored the burial. Over belosase, it's a violation. The one exception, which is commonly employed, is hilenu lechvodo, if they hilinuhu lechvodo, if they kept him overnight for his own honor, lahavilo oron v'tachrichim, to bring him the proper coffin and shrouds. And in our time, usually it's so that the relatives, the close relatives, the children, should be able to be there for the funeral. So you're doing it overnight, but it's for the honor of the deceased. Eina over a love, that's not a violation. The Mishnah says, "V'lo yekovrim osav b'kivras avosav." You can't bury the person in the regular Kivrei Avos, the place where he has his family plot. There were special burial spots designated for the Bezdin to use when they killed someone. Two different ones for the four types of people, that four types of death sentences. And the rule was, nis'achel habasar, once the body decomposed, malaktim esu'atzamos, they would gather the bones, v'kovrim sabim koman, and then you could bury them in the family burial place, because at that point, Rashi tells us, nis'chaper b'misaso u'vizyono, the atonement has been achieved. And that's the theme that we're mentioning once again. We're not diehard to condemn this person forever. We're looking for atonement. We're looking to observe the mitzvah that was given. So we mentioned two understandings of the word kilalas. One is from the word kilala, that Hashem's, the cursing of Hashem is hanging there. It's in front of you, and therefore the person should be buried as soon as possible so that it's not a conversation piece. And the second understanding was kal, I'm light, I'm not feeling well, lightheaded, something's bothering me, and that's because of the failure of this human being to reach his potential. There is a third understanding, which can be found on Amud Beis, about 20 lines down, at the two dots, Tanya, we learned. Omer Rab Meir said, Mashlu Mashal, they said an analogy, Lamada Vadome, what is this similar to? Lishnei Achim to Umim, to two brothers who were twins. Bi'ir Achas, they lived in one city. Echad Minuhu Melech, one was appointed as king. Ve'echad Yatza Lelistios, and one went out to become a professional robber. Tziva HaMelech, the king ordered, v'taluhu, and they hung the robber. They killed him. Kolaroa Oso, anybody who looks at the robber, who looks similar to his brother, Omer HaMelech Talui, it looks like the king is hanging. Tziva HaMelech v'horidu, so the king ordered and they lowered him from the display. You don't want him on display, because it looks like the king is hanging. And that is another understanding of Kilalas Elokim Taloi, the disgrace of Hashem is hanging, because every human being is created B'Tselem Elokim, in the image of Hashem. Rashi's words, Adam Asui B'Dikyono Shalmakom, somehow we're in the image of Hashem, And therefore, when a person is hanging in such disgrace, it reflects on Hashem, and therefore it's observed, but only for a very short period of time. The concept of a person in the image of Hashem is, to a certain extent, that Hashem views us as his representatives in the world. That also explains a beautiful insight in Kibud Av V'Em, honoring parents. We have a concept that if a person honors his parents, it's as if he'd honored Hashem. That the Kibud Av V'Em is representative of honoring Hashem. It's an extension of that. And one can understand that because the human beings that are a person's parents are basically Hashem's shluchim, Hashem's messengers to create this physical human being. Hashem can bestow the neshama, the soul, but the concept of physicality is something that Hashem set in motion, but he himself is not physical. He can't father the child. He can't mother the child. The creation called mankind can do that for him, to create the physical aspect of the human being. In a certain way, it's almost like a surrogate motherhood. The parents are acting as proxy to Hashem. They're shutvim with Hashem, but they're also Hashem's representatives. And over here also, you see the human being is seen as an ambassador of Hashem, a representative, a look-alike in a physical sense, even though Hashem is not physical. And therefore, the third understanding of Kilalas Elokim Taloi and why the condemned has to be taken down right away is because it's like a twin to Hashem, Reb Meir says, and therefore he gets taken down right away because being there is a disgrace. Again, one approach is the sin that he did is Kilalas Elokim Taloi, is being reminded of by him being up there, so don't do it too long. Another is that Hashem feels a sense of failure, that the person that he created didn't reach potential. And the third approach is that it reflects badly because it looks like an image of Hashem is being disgraced, and therefore it should be removed right away. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining me.